An update from Senator Chuck Grassley's office. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. For many years now, kids have had limited options on what they can choose from at lunch during the school day.
The school lunch programs are only allowed to offer low-fat and fat-free milk. Whole and 2% milk are packed with flavor and critical nutrients. It was a mistake for the government to take these options away from our kids.
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that thankfully,
the Senate Ag Committee taking steps this very day to right this wrong.
Those are some comments from Grassley on his weekly ag call, which took place yesterday. And he says,
so today, the Ag Committee will mark up a bipartisan bill that I co-sponsored alongside Senator Marshall of Kansas. The title of the bill is the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. Our legislation would bring common sense back to the lunchroom and end restrictions on whole or 2% milk in the national school lunch program. Kids should have the opportunity to experience the full goodness of American dairy, which is supported by more than 200,000 Iowa dairy cows. I'm glad to see the Ag Committee roll up its sleeves to legislate, and I'd like to thank Chairman Boozman for his leadership in organizing this markup.
He said this legislation will hopefully reverse the standards put in place for school lunch programs from the Obama administration.
Around the 2010-2011 era, it was in regard to Mrs. Obama being involved in redirecting what kids eat through the federal food program.
Back in 2010, when this was passed, initially, Grassley said he had some interactions with school administrations that weren't particularly happy.
So then let's say that summer 2010, I'm somewhere down in South Central or Southwest Iowa, and a superintendent comes to my town meetings and said he wanted to assure me that half of the food was going to be thrown away with these regulations that Mrs. Obama was sponsoring, and that what a crime it was that this law was passed, and we're just going to find out it's not going to work. I remember that very clearly. He was mad about what Congress was doing. He was expressing that irritation to me, and I don't know whether it ended up 40% in the landfill or what. This is still some of this stuff that we're kind of correcting from the mistakes that we made in 2010.
There has been a lot of discussion around the Big Beautiful Bill Act, and the House of Representatives passed a 1,000-plus page bill in May that includes key measures to enact President Trump's domestic policy agenda. Grassley goes over some of the revisions that have taken place.
Negotiations are still going on, and I don't think we should draw any conclusions till negotiations are going on. There's still a food stamp program that's going to be in place for ad infinitum. The only thing that I think you're seeing taken out by the House of Representatives is what was put in as a result of the pandemic, the beefing up of a lot of government expenditure, not just on food stamps, but on a lot of things, and the extent to which we don't have the pandemic now, the excuse for spending money because of the pandemic, it seems to me it's legitimate to go back to the program that was pre-pandemic. Otherwise, the pandemic is just being used as excuse to spend more money, and we don't need excuses to spend more money with a $36 trillion debt.
Grassley says he'll continue to scrub through the legislation and pay attention to its impact on the farm safety net and the food stamp program. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.